Shu, son of Dowd, in the Pesach Hashanah's by Rosh Hashanah, Mishra University, Chav Zayin Adar Hitav Shemen Fest, March 16, 1988, and Wednesday.
To discuss the Shittas Rambam in the Gatul Machlekes between Rav Yud and Rav Zeira, as to whether it's Muta to be here in Bobel Eretz Yisrael, there is a very difficult Rambam. There is Reb Chaim not in the Sefer, but maybe it is published in the other Reb Chaim, not in the regular Chiddush Reb Chaim. And so I want to discuss that opinion. So Rav Zeira have a Komishtamit in Rav Yudah Gidoyal Meisach La'arab Yisrael. The Omer Rav Yudah Kolein and Bobel Eretz Yisrael Eder Be'eseh Shenema Bobelo Yivoyu Bishoma Yiyu. So it's a machlekes. Now, let's go over again the Gemara in Ksuvos. The Fekuf Yudam Beis, the second line from the end of the Omer. Rav Zeira have a komishtamit in Eir Rav Yudah, the boil in Meisach La'aretz Yisrael. Yomer Rav Yudah Kolei Lebobel Eretz Yisrael Eir Be'ese Shenema Bovelo Yivou Vishomo Yiu Ad Yim Pog Dei Som Nun Hashem. The Rav Zeira, so how did Rav Zeira try to go to Yisrael? He tried and he went to Eretz Yisrael. He was Chilek on Rav Yudah. But what about the Pasuk? Bovelo Yivou Vishomo Yiu Ad Yim Pog Dei Som. Ahu Bechli Shoresk. That Pasuk has reference not to the Tzieh Mibovel to Eretz Yisrael of the Jews themselves, but to the bringing back to Eretz Yisrael the Klishores that the Geulei Bovel took with them to Bovel. And why? Because Rashi says, Kodel Yil, in a Ksiv, Kikeyom Radishem, Ala Amudin Velayom Velamchemis. In other words, so the previous Pasuk certainly discusses the Glishoris. So this Pasuk also has reference to the Glishoris. That's Rav Zeira. So then the Gemara says, the Rav Yudah. So the question is, how do we say? Now let's see the Pesukim in Yemde. Yirmiyah Perik Chof Zayin Posik Yutes Hof Aleph Chof Beis. But Posik Yutes Kikei Omer Adi Shem Tzvokei Yisel Armudim V'ayom V'ayom V'chineis V'al Yeser HaKelim HaNisorim V'yir Azeis HaShalei L'kochom V'chadnetz Amal HaBobel B'glei Sei Es Yechonio V'nirokim V'lachidim Yerushalayim V'belo V'es Kolchire Yehudo V'Yerushalayim Kikei Omer Adi Shem Tzvokes Alekei Yisrael Alakili Manisorim Beis Adi Shem Ubeis Melech Yehuda V'Yerushalayim Bovelo Yubou Vishomo Yiu Adim Pogde Yisom Yum Adi Shem V'Alisim V'Ashi Beisim Alamokim Azeh. So it's mamish mashma from the Pshutish Amikra that this Pasuk has reference not to the Jews, but it has reference to the Kelim, because twice the Novi says, in Posikutes, Kikei Omer Adi Shem Tzvokes La'amudim V'Layom V'Layom V'Lamchini V'Layes Rakan Shom V'Yazeis, and then Posikot Aleph, Kikei Omer Adi Shem Tzvokes Elkei Yisrael Alakil V'Nisorim V'Yis Adi Shem V'Yis Melech Yudha V'Yerushalayim, and then it says in Posikot Beis, V'Velo Yivou V'Shom Yiu Adim Pog Dei Som Yum Adi Shem V'Alisim V'Ashiveisim Alamokim Azeh. So it definitely has reference L'chol HaPochas to the Klishores. That goes without saying. Rabbi Yudah cannot be chilek on that. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Rabbi Yudah. So the Gemara's kasha, the Rabbi Yudah. But it's mashma from the Pashtus HaLoshon of the Pesukim Yirmiyeh that it has reference to the Klishores. How does he know that it has reference to the Jews themselves too, in addition to the Klishos. So that's Gemara's kasha. So Gemara says, Ksif Kwachine, Hishbaiti Eschem Bnei Yerushalayim, Bitzvoi Sabayel Tassoy. Now let's see the Psukim in Yishir Asher. So Hishbati is mentioned in Yishir Asherim in three separate Psukim. In Shir Hashirim Gimel, in Shir Hashirim Beis, so it's Posik Zayin, Tishbati Eschem Neis Yerushalayim, Bitzvoi Yisui Bailis Asode, in Toiru Vim Teiru Esu Abba Achitachos. That's Shir Hashirim Beis, Posik Zayin. Then, Shirin Beis Posik Zayin, Hishbati Eschem Nei Shoshalayim, Vitzvoi Yisru Bailas Asode, In Toiru Vim Teiru Eso Abra Achitachos. So the expression In Toiru Vim Teiru, I mean, the double expression, In Toiru Vim Teiru. Then in Shir Hashirim Gimel, Posik Hei, it says again, Hishbati Eschem Nei Shoshalayim, Vitzvoi Yisru Bailas Asode, In Toiru Vim Teiru Eso Abra Achitachos. Again, In Toiru, a double expression. In Toiru Vim Teiru. So, and then, it's mentioned also in Perik Hei, Posik Ches. But there it's another expression. Hishbati eschem neish Yerushalayim in timtzu es deidi matagidoloi shechilas adam. I mean, it's another kind of expression. But in Shir Hashirim Ches posik hei posik dalet hishbati eschem neish Yerushalayim matuiru matiru es abachitach. So we have hishbati four times. Four times, but three times, so the posik uses the same kind of expression. But one time in Shir Hashirim Hei posik Ches, it's a different expression. It doesn't say, intuyo intuyo, and it doesn't. It only speaks of something else. Ishbati eschem neis Yerushalayim in timtzu es deidi matagidolei shechilas avo. Something else. But in Posik Ches, in Perik Ches, Posik Daled, it says, Ishbates from Yerushalayim Matiru, Matiru, Asavachda. So three times we have the same kind of expression used. The same, I mean, I'm emphasizing that in order to understand the Gemara. But the fourth time is also used, but it's a different kind of an expression. And there it says, Matagidolei shechilas avo. So, the Pashtus Haloshin of Matagidoli Chilas Abba, in other words, that is not Mashbiya what we should do, but is Mashbiya what we should say, not what we should act. The other Psukim, in Teo. So, in other words, Mashbiya is the Psukim adjures to do something, or to refrain from doing. But here, this Pasuk, Matagidoli, what will we say? So it relates to a different subject matter altogether. Now let's see the Rambam. So the Rav Zeire, but there is a posse, Bavel Yibol Shama Yil. So why did he decide to go to Eretz Yisrael? How bechli shalasi? The Rav Yude, but the Pashas Haloshen indicates that it has reference to the Klishores because the previous Pesukim mention Klishores, not the Galen themselves. Rabbi Yehuda, Ksiv Koachim, Hishbati Eschem, Bnei Yerushalayim, Bitzvoi Yisrael Bailes Asode. So that's That's the first Ishbat, where it mentions the expression into Yehov interior. Even this voice about as a servant. So, what's the pshat? So, on the surface, it appears that Rabbi Yehuda is deducing the aloha that Osal Alis me bovelat soil not from the posik of valuable in Yom Yeh, but from the posik in Shirashiri, Yibates from the social lines. So the question is, but the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda says, Doma Rabbi Yehuda kolayun bovelat soil yom yeh, shnema bovelo yubol vishama yeh, bovelo yubol vishama yeh, so why does it mention the valley of oil? So it should mention Kolelim Bolas Oil of Eser Shenema His Batens from the Yerushalayim to Yerub in Teo. Why does he mention the Pasuk of the valley of oil Shama Yil? So let's see the Gemara. The Reb Zeira, so now the Gemara is the Kasha, so how can Reb Zeira say it's not Tosea, but there is another Pasuk? So Ahu Shal Yahu Yisrael Bechem. In other words, the Pasuk of Yishbates from this Yerushalayim to Yehov in Teo, which is mentioned three times, because there is a fourth time that has a different formulation altogether. So it implies something else, not that we are not allowed, the Jews are not allowed to go from Bogotá's soil, but that they shouldn't go up the Tzapsechode against the consent of the Umes, you know, by force. Shall Yahu Yisrael Bechendu. Rab Yude. So how does Rab Yude apply the posit of his baitias from Nes Yerushalayim b'tzvoi subayles hasode to aliyat Eretz Yisrael even shaloi b'chemo? But that posit tells us that it's also to be ele b'chemo. So Rab Yude is bati achrinexik. There's another ishbat. Actually, there are three times of ishbat. The fourth time uses his formula is altogether a different way. So Ishbat Achrinexit. So in other words, one Ishbat he tells us that we are not allowed to make a collective aliyah by force, and that is not limited to Bava. You see, because when Rabbi Yehuda says, Osal Alis Mechutz La'aretz, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say, Osal Alis Mechutz La'aretz Le'aretz Yisrael. Also, Alice can go up, but not from America, not from Europe, not from any other country, only in Bovenat. Mashain can be got to the Chemo by force, he doesn't limit it to Bovel. So the Gemara says, Birabude, so how can he apply the posit of his body that it's also Alice, Bovelat is royal? But we need that posik to be advised that it's also to make an aliyah b'chemo. So, yibate achrine ksit. In other words, one ishbat, he tells us, we're not allowed to make an aliyah b'chemo from any part of Chutz La'aretz. Not Arkebov. And another posik of ishbat tells us that we are not allowed, that even a yochid is not allowed to go even not by pause. So, even with the permission of the Umeis of the Malchus to go to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. So the question is, the wise Rav Zeira Chilek? So then Gemara says, Ahu mi boyle lechadisi b'Rav Chanina. The Oma gimut shvues halolu lomo, acha shal yalu Yisrael b'chemo, vi acha shishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael, shal yimridu b'Umeis Eilom, ואחשי הביא הקדוש ברוך הוא עשר לבטוחותים של השתבטו בהם בישראל יש המדי. Now the question of Isis, Jimmy Chris, what does it mean? Because three times in Shashirim it's mentioned his bat is from Nes Yerushalayim into Yeruv in Teiro. So one Shvui, one Pasuk of his bati tells us, shall Yimrit shall Yalu Yisrael b'chemo, and one Pasuk of Ishbati tells us, Shal Yimhudu Bim Seilom, not the Chemo, Bim Seilom, that's in the United States. Whenever a person violates the law of the United States, so he's either the Shbuya of Shal Yimhudu Bim Seilom. It's as simple as that. You know, there are many Jews, even in Torah, who think to violate the law of the Malchus is no avera. It is an avera. It involves the iser of Shalim of the Museum. So if I say it, so you can rebuttal it. But the Maratz Chaya says it, and the Chassam Sefer, in his Tshuva, the Maratz Chaya agrees with it. Whenever you violate the law, let's say even the traffic law, if you violate it intentionally, sometimes unintentionally, or because of the special circumstances, but if you are indifferent even to a traffic law, so you violate the Shvuyah of Shalim Ribu Lunisail. I would suggest to the Tanoi, who talk so much about even though there it doesn't involve so much, and they don't protest against the indifference, the callous indifference towards the law of the Malchus. And sometimes when people make statements that it's important to adhere to the law of the Malchus, or they mention Shmuel's member, Din Malchus Din. But it's a nice militze, but there's nothing to do with it. Din Shmuel's Din of Din Malchus Din applies to the Nemomnes, let's say, when the Malchus imposes taxes, other things, whether it applies other laws regulating, you know, the Nemomnes in the relationship. You know, Chavir is a machlek, it's a shame, okay, but I'm more paskins that it applies to all the chukim of the Nemomnes. But it doesn't apply to a law that is not in the realm of the nemomenes in the relationship between one person and the other. But it's a nice mitzvah. But it's important to comply with every din of Malchus as long as it's not repugnant to the Torah. So it's a fee of gomor to comply with every law, even if the law is unreasonable. Sometimes the law is unreasonable. So even a traffic law, so you are mechuyev to comply with. As far as traffic law is concerned, I just want to mention that this is not only shaila. Like Abu Chaim mentioned, I think it's important. Traffic laws, let's say, you're allowed our laws, you're allowed to drive on certain roads 60 miles per hour, not more. So many people even they tell, I'm about these things. They'll tell me how many miles I have to drive. But I think that vis-a-vis traffic laws, how many miles you can drive that you're not allowed to speed, and vis-a-vis the fire regulations laws, and that you have to have a fire escape, you have to have certain exits. So the Dinah Malchuse is more than the Dinah Malchuse. It's declaratory of the scope of resourcing Domin Rusah. And I think, and I'm very marked on it, and I wish that all the Rabbonim and all the Rosh Yeshiva would be makpid on it. So that if there is a law, let's say, that if you drive the car, those who sit in the front have to be strapped. That's a law. They have to be strapped. Now, it's only the shoes for those who sit in the back, but not the chayv. The chayv is only for those who sit in front. I think that if anybody drives a car some distance, I don't mean he drives, let's say, the way I am driven, you know, from here to the apartment where I stay. But if you drive for a considerable distance, if he doesn't strap himself, it's not only that he's either the Chayk HaMalchus of Lejim Rigimim Zeylam, but he's either the Sosim Dominic Zeylam. Who is the expert to tell us what is a risk and what is not a risk? What? Somebody who is a layman, who is ignorant, is not knowledgeable in these things. He is the arbiter, he is the expert. The state, they are the experts to tell us what is a risk, what is not a risk. And if there is a law that you have, everybody has to be strapped, why is there such a law? It's not a caprice on the part, because they know on the basis of empirical data that it's a risk. And the fact is that many, many tragedies could have been spared, could have been avoided, if everyone had been conscientious about stopping himself. I know people in Chicago and in New York too who were killed because they weren't strapped. And if they had been strapped, they wouldn't have been killed. I know, but not only long ago. So a Chicago lady, a very fine lady, an outstanding lady, and she was killed, and some people said that had she been slapped, she wouldn't have been killed. Suddenly killed. And in Chicago too, a certain very religious Orthodox lady, so she was killed in an accident in the head. Had she been struck, she wouldn't have been killed. Now the Rambam says, "Nochas ketzeach b'shmeras nefesh." Nochas nefesh. Kol dovar sheyesh bei mishum sakones nefoshes tzorich li'shomem menu u'lizoya b'dovar yofe yofe. The Rambam never used such an expression, "Lizoya b'dovar yofe yofe," but this is expressive of the Gemara in Chum Daf Yud. Chmiras akantem yisure. Now it's because Sveike the rice is lochum. Sveike the rice lochum. And of course, according to the Rashbo, it's midraisel. But there are certain halachas that declare it not as isopic. There is rod, there is chazoke, there is netzleke. So if there is rod, so it's not isopic, so it's considered as ibadat. Mashinkin by sakonis nefoshes, the Torah says, Hishomolochosh, manafshe chomrei. So it's chumra sakantim yisurei. You cannot rely on God. You cannot rely on chazoke. You cannot rely on svek seike. Even a remote sakon. So we are eiver, if we ignore it, we are eiver, shom lachosh manavche chomei. The same thing applies to the lab of resources in domi b'secho. So I'm God will tell it right. Or Sulam Rua is eiver resources in domi b'secho. Does it mean that if he has a tell it right, tell of us that it's mamish 50-50 sakoneh. On the basis of love, you can say, well, this dog, so his bark is louder than his bite. It's not so bad. On the basis of the regular criteria that apply in Kolatir Kuleh. So it wouldn't be so. Every tell of God doesn't come in their dog, even if he's not mad. But if he's sometimes a dog, he's not in the head, he's normal, but he's vicious anyway, just as human beings. So even if some people, even if they're not mad, they are very vicious. So a dog could also be not mad, normal dog, but he's vicious. He's vicious, and the moment of the coming mentions the story of a certain woman who was pregnant. And then she was visiting at the end of Pirek Nerube. So she was visiting a certain place. So there was a dog, and he was a calabra, and he started to bark. It's not mentioned that that dog bit her, so the owner of the dog said to the woman, "Don't be afraid. He doesn't bite, he has no teeth." In other words, his bark is louder than his bite. So she said, "It's too late, because I had the miscarriage now. Because of the bark that is louder than the bite." So she had a miscarriage. So that's also a calabra. So the fact that his bark, she didn't know that he has no teeth, you see. So she thought he has teeth. And she heard such a loud bark, so she got scared. So she had a miscarriage. Some mele, even if it's not in Sotikasho, even if on the basis of the law, it's not likely that the dog will bite to such an extent that he'll have rabies and melee, so it will be fatal, Chas v'Shalom. But as long as there is a chosher rechayit, so we are able to chosen them this. Because just as in respect to Yisham Lechosh Menach Shechomei, that the shmira that one has to exercise in regard to his own life, so there is an union of being we cannot rely on the other criteria of evidence of chazoke svekveike that apply to collateral. So in regard to resources in the movie, also Sulam Ruha doesn't mean sopikasho. If on the basis of chosher cheike there is a possibility that it might cause a fateful tragedy to someone, so Yareivir and Lisosin Domidisecho. So if somebody doesn't slap himself, he goes for a considerable distance, and so he's either Lisosin Domidisecho. It's not only a question of Dine de Malchuse. I mean, Dine Malchuse has no bearing on that. It's not a question of Texas, of the Nimonimus, the Nimonimus. But The Malchus, the Chok HaMalchus, is declaratory of the risk. And if somebody in the house does not comply with all the laws in regard to what he can keep in the basement and what he cannot keep in the basement, a year and a half ago in the summer, and a very terrible tragedy occurred in Borapark with casualties. And what was the cause of it? Because he kept certain combustible material when, according to the law, he was not allowed to keep that in the basement. And he's a very fine Jew. Very fine Jew, but he was Mevatel. They'll tell me their law. So first of all, Chok HaMalchus involves a violation of Shalayim Reduva Nisayim. The existence of the state of Israel, as I pointed out yesterday, does not involve a violation of Shalayim Reduva, because there are two mutual shvuos that the Rebbeinu shall impose upon us. So, since the Nisayim, in a very astronomical way, violated their shvuos, they are mishtabi, the Yisrael Yis and Dai, not only mishtabi, Yisrael Yis and Dai. They killed Jews. So many, Esther, Malki said, Vim Avodim Mulishvoches Harashti, Kinatzor Shiva Ben Yitzhak HaMelech. So I mean, Esther was not such an activist, you know, to fight for freedom. So she would have kept quiet if it had been only a matter of Avodim Mulishvoches. But since it's a question of wiping out Jews, so she can't keep quiet. And the Umesalom, they wiped out Jews, and now they are still trying to wipe us out. So Mele, they are constantly, certainly, the Arab terrorists are either on the Shvue of Shalim Shtab, Yisroel, and die in an astronomical way. So Mele, we are released from our Shvue. But when somebody ignores Echet HaMalchus, that is not repugnant to the Torah, he is either the Shvui of Shalayim with the Menzel. You can quote me to everybody.
This apply to Israeli law?
Of course! Rav Chaim Eizer Paskin, the Rav Henkin, Zechen Levroche, wrote in Hadarom, I have it in the house, so he wrote that he heard from Rav Chaim Eizer that it will be a state of Israel, and even though the state of Israel will be administered by irreligious people, so the same Shvui of Shalayim Redu Nisayim will apply to that too, because why should the state of Israel be inferior to a state of Nisayim? Of course it doesn't apply to any law that is repugnant to the Torah, so then it doesn't apply to the Nisayim either. But a law that is not repugnant to the Torah, and if somebody ignores it, and I don't care who does it, he is either the Shvuye of Shalayim Redu Nisayim. That was a psak by Rav Chaim Eizer, not by me. It was an authority to pass. That was a psak by Igod Lador, who was not motivated by emotions. The trouble is, some are going today, they might be in London, but when they pass in Shalayim, the God of State of Israel, they are not guided by Aloha, they are guided by emotions. Terrible thing when a person is guided by emotions. And in Chicago, I mentioned the posik in Vayakel, in Gisiso, I think the posik says, Gamale say, Beruch al Kim, Bechochmo, Bitfuno, Bidas. In Vayakel, it says, Vayimale, he say, Beruch al Kim, Bechochmo, Bitfuno, Bidas. So Chochmo means, the idea is a theory that Rashi says that one learns from his Rebbein. Tvuno means things that he didn't learn from the Rebbein, but the one interlova. So also, and Das or Rashi, which is Isa says, it means Rachidish. But from the Malm, initially, the Chochmo Yibone Bais, and he puts the Chochmo Yibone Bais, so it's mashma, the Das doesn't mean Ruach HaKiddush. In respect to Bitzalel, it attains such a high degree of Ruach HaKiddush. But Das means inside, intuitive insight, not something like the axioms in geometry. It's not something that is that you learn from the Veda. I mean, you couldn't learn it from the Veda. The brain of mathematicians, you couldn't learn it. Either you feel that the whole is equal to the sum of its parts, or you don't feel it. It's not something that you can learn from a teacher. So the Maldon says, initially, and that possibly, Chochmah Yevone Vayis, so that it means it has reference to Das, has reference to intuit, to common sense, intuitive insight. Not insight that is based upon knowledge and precedents and things he learned from teachers, from books, but just common sense, axiomatic wisdom. So Das, but vis-à-vis Bezalel, so that axiomatic wisdom attained an astronomical level, that it was Ruach HaKodesh. But vis-à-vis another Poshut, it's not Ruach HaKodesh, but there's such a thing as common sense, as axiomatic wisdom. That's what the Maldon says. The Muskolis Rishenis. Das means Muskolis Rishenis. So the question is, now, when one studies geometry, how does he study geometry? Every child knows. First you study the axioms, and then you study the propositions. But you can't study propositions without studying the axioms first. So since Das has reference to axiomatic wisdom, as the Maldon points out, so it should say be das be chokhmah b'tvunah. So why does the Torah emphasize be chokhmah b'tvunah be das? So I say the very simple answer, because here we are talking of Torah chokhmah. Rashi says that the Torah that one learned from his rabbi, we're not talking about geometry, about mathematics. So science, you're talking about the Torah, and Tfuno is also the Torah. And Das, in respect of Bezalel, it attained the level of Ruach HaKodesh, but in respect to all the other people who participated, you know, in the building of the Mishkan. So it didn't attain that level of Nivuya of Ruach HaKodesh, but it meant common sense, axiomatic wisdom. So there, it's a very dangerous approach. If a person in the realm of Torah and vis-à-vis the construction of a Mishkan would apply the regular order that applies to fields of science and to mathematics. So, in fields of science and mathematics, so the Das precedes the Chochmah b'Tvunah. First you have the axioms in geometry, then you have the propositions, then you have the corollaries. So the axioms, that's the Das, the propositions are the Chochmah, and the corollaries, right, you know, after each proposition, that's the Tvunah. But in respect to Torah, that would be a dangerous approach to apply common sense before you apply the Chochmah HaTorah and the Tvunah HaTorah. Because the common sense, even the intuitive common insight, has to be based upon Allah. So the trouble is, the reason as to why you get from some rabbi, you get very strange and perplexing answers, because unfortunately they are not guided by the same approach that guided the daily Ador, the Deir Shalfanein. When Rav Chaim Eizer passed to Shaila, so there was insight too, but the insight was based upon the Chochmah and Tvunah. And unfortunately today, there are some Rabbonim, they mean well, but the Das precedes the Chochmah and Tvunah. That's why you get talking about this, that, without Nikias. How do you pass through without Nikias? I'm not opposed to the concept of Das Torah. I believe in Das Torah. But the Das Torah has to be based upon the Chochmah HaTorah and Tvunah HaTorah. The Moshe Feinstein's Das Torah was based upon Chochmah HaTorah and Tvunah HaTorah. But some Rabbonim, so the Das Torah precedes the Chochmah HaTorah and Tvunah HaTorah. The Paschal Shailas that are negated to all Yisrael, We don't write the Tshuva mentioning the Gemara, Rishonim, for Meisha, whenever he passed on something. So he mentioned Gemara, Rishonim, everything. Because by Rav Meisha Feinstein, so his psalm followed up the order of Chochmah Tvuna Das, not Das Chochmah Tvuna. That's the problem. That's the problem. That's why we get such strange psalm. And that's the reason as to why many Jews who have been alienated from Yadus did not come closer to Yadus as a result of Midrash Yisrael. They could have come closer to Yadus if all the Rabbonim had followed the approach of Rav Meisha Feinstein, that to pasken on the basis of the order Chochmah Tvuna Das, not Das Chochmah Tvuna. That's the biggest blunder that is committed by certain Rabbonim. They mean well. Of course they mean well. They mean Lishem Shamayim. But a certain psokim by certain recognized on the Chum, I'm not going to mention names because it's not important. So, who follow a different order, not Chochmah Tvuna Das, but Das Chochmah Tvuna. Das Chochmah Tvuna is not Chayrach anymore. We cannot inspire the people who stand at a distance from Yadus. So in the melee, I got off in the tangent. So in the melee, all these laws that define risks are declaratory, are more than Chokam Alchus. And they are declaratory of the scope of resources in the Sechon. So if somebody does not have, let's say, a fire escape that conforms to the requirements of the fire department, if he doesn't have the proper exits, if a yeshiva does not have, is not constructed properly according to the older regulations, older the regulations, all the nuances of the fire department, so they are either on the lab of resourcing them in the sacrum. And one cannot say, well, Hashem, nothing happened, because you cannot rely on Shem of Shem Hashem in regard only in the case where it's going to be rabbin, so one can rely on Shem of Shem Hashem. But define the fire regulations, so that's not going to be rabbin. For simple reason, it couldn't be going to be rabbin, because they will get defined, they will be prosecuted. So it's certainly not Yosheb Rabin. So maybe even Yosheb Shalcheike, we have to worry. And if he doesn't, he is either on Yisham Lachos V'Nafshecho, in regard to himself, and in regard to others, he is either on the lab of Yisosim Domim V'Visech, Yisosim V'Visech. Anyway, I got off in the tangent. So Yigmoy says, V'Rab Zeire, so how do we say that it's not Osir, but they are two Ishbatis. Ha'un boel Rav Yisi b'Rav Chanine. Doma ginu shvei salom. So there are three Ishbatis. Acha shal yalim Yisroel b'chimo, v'acha shishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisroel shalim b'seilom, v'acha shishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisroel shalim b'seilom, v'acha shishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisroel shalim b'seilom. And this is a raya, that the shvuyah that was imposed upon the Yisroel, shalim b'seilom Yisroel shalim b'seilom, and the shvuyah that was imposed upon Israel, not married, are not independent Jews, because after all, everything is induced from the posik of Ishbati as from Neis Yerushalayim. So the kashi is, Monopshach, does Neis Yerushalayim make reference to Yisraelim, or does Neis Yerushalayim make reference to Israel? No, the answer is, Neis Yerushalayim has reference to both. It discusses the relationship in Golis, until the Nisa Mashiach, between Yisroel and Yisroel. So melee, it's mutual choice, it's not independent choice. So melee, that halacha that is mentioned here there, that if two take mutual choice, so then if one violates his choice, so the other one is released from complying with his choice, applies to this door. So since the Yisroel are violating their shvuye, we are released from our shvuye of loyim v'dugon Yisrael. All right. So then the Gemara asks. the Rav Yehuda. So the question is, why does Rav Yehuda say? So why does Rav Yehuda say that Issos Halal is not the Eretz Yisrael? And so he mentioned the Bovel Yevor Shamayil. But Bovel Yevor Shamayil is needed to tell us that we're not allowed to bring back the Tisholos. So the reason is why he says that it also covers, in addition to the Klishoras, it also covers the Gelim themselves, because of an extra Ishbati. But we need all the three Ishbatis. We need all the three Ishbatis to tell us this Lishvuyeh, so you don't have an extra Shvuyeh left for Loyal Yisroel, I mean, Lalis Mibodah Le'at Yisroel. So the Rabbi, Judah, in Tiro Vintero, so Rashi says that in each Ishbati of Tiro Vintero, three times we have the expression of Ishbati in Tiro Vintero. So since the Posik uses, the Novi uses, in Tiro Vintero, so there is a double Shvuyeh in each Ishbati. So we have three Ishbatis with the expression Tiro Vintero. So three times two is six. So he says, Rabiude into Iru into so the Rabzeire mi boile Rablevi. In other words, so Rabiude says no, the Nazik, so we have into Iru Vinteroxid. So mele we have a fourth way that one is not allowed to go up from Bogot Aswell. The Rabzeire mi di boile Rablevi, Doma Sheshwe Salon. So Rav Zeira says, no, one Ishbati is not to be applied, the Gabi di Yisrael, Apostle Alas Bar Israel, but we have sheish ways, Tlote Haned Amoron, Inoch Shalei Gala Sakeitz, Vishalei Yich Sakeitz, Vishalei Yalo Es Haseid Lei Vichom. Now here's the Kashe. So it seems that Rav Yehuda deduces it from Ishbati, so Mele, why does he mention the posuk of Bovel Yibor Vishamayu? The answer is, without the extra Ishbati, so then I would say that the Bovel Yibor Vishamayu has reference only to Klishoras, because the previous psukim discuss explicitly Klishoras. But since we have an extra Ishbati, so we know that it's also to be able to bubble out Israel because of the extra Ishbati. So Mele, that proves that the posik of Bovel Yibor Vishamayu, he covers not only Klishoras, but even the Gelim themselves. Why do we need that? The answer is, if we didn't have the posik of the Valley Bow over and above the extra posik of Ishbati, then I would say, as far as Ishbati is concerned, is there a difference between Bobel and America and Europe? So then I would say that one is not allowed to go to Israel from Golas, he has to wait until he makes a Mashiach, as some people say. But since the posik in Yirmiyah says Bovelo Yivo Vishomo Yuad Impogdeism, so we know that as far as the extra Ishbati in regard to an Aliyah by Yochit to Eretz Yisrael is concerned, it is limited only to Bovel. The other Shvuyos apply to every Midini of Israel, not Mashein Kein. This posse, this shvuyeh, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, applies only to God. That's the pshat in this Gemara. All right. Now, then the Gemara in the middle of that pshat aleph from Amud aleph. So the Gemara says, "Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, kishem she'osolotis me'at soil libovel, kachotolosis libovel lishalos." So also Rabbi Yehuda, but the previous member, so it's Rabbi Yehuda's own member. This memre is Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, and here Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel doesn't mention the pasuk of Bovel Yivol v'shamayil. Doesn't mention Bovel Yivol. So Rashi says it's two separate halachas. So Rashi says, "Kach also lotzes m'Bovel l'pishiyeshom yeshives hamarbitzes teirotam." So all the Meforshim, the Mishneh, all the Meforshim are Rambam. So they explain that according to Rashi, it's two separate halachas. One halacha is remembered by Rabbi Yehuda himself, and that is based upon the pasuk in Yirmiyah of Buvel Yivol Vishamo Yir. And that pasuk applies only to someone who is either from Bodel to Eretz Yisrael. But if somebody wants to go from Bodel to Spain, let's say the immigrants, so many Jews, they immigrated into Spain from Bodel. So then the pasuk is not there, because it's a tzibur to observe Golus in Bodel. Those who came to Bodel, who were exiled to Bodel, so have to stay in the exile of Bodel. It's a special tzibur al pi hadibur. Bovel yivol bishomo yivol. To go shora rotzeis, then it's also not mitzad the posik of the valuable Rishon Yir, but because he's living in Mokentere, so one is not allowed to live in Mokentere and immigrate into a place that is not other. His manchas al was the biggest Mokentere that one could come see. So the question is, So why? And that is all pointed out by the Mishnah and by other Mephoshim. So why does Rabbi Yehuda have to resort to the Pasuk of the Velen Borisham Yehu, since in the days of Rabbi Yehuda? So Babel was the biggest Mokon Torah, even the bigger Mokon Torah than Eretz Yisrael. So mainly it was also to go to Eretz Yisrael for the same, from Babel, for the same reason that it was also to go from Babel to any other country. The answer is, but Eretz Yisrael is different, because the Gemara says the Ksubes, Leilom Yodi Rodom Eretz Yisrael Vafim Bia Sheru Vakum Val Yodi Bechutz Loretz Afil Bia Sheru Ba Yisrael. So the Ksubes and the Mitzvah dwelling in Eretz Yisrael is so great that it's a mitzvah to leave even in Mokin Torah a Yer Sheru Ba Yisrael, and Yer Sheru Ba Yisrael. So the Gemara doesn't mean in Yer Sheru Ba Yisrael we have many Jewish billionaires. That's of no significance. Yer Sheru Ba Yisrael means Yer Sheru Ba Yisrael we have many Bill Taylor, Torah giants. So still Elam Yod Rodom the Eretz Yisrael after Yer Sheru Ba Achim, that is not in what relatively speaking not in Mokin Torah, Val Yodah Bechutz Loretz, Vafil Bia Sheru Ba Yisrael, that is in Mokin Torah. So Mele, we couldn't say, the Rabbi Yehuda couldn't say it's also out to Berile, from Bodol to Eretz Yisrael, because Bodol was the biggest Mokin Torah. So what? But Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. So he has to resort to his special Zos HaKosuk. And this special Zos HaKosuk couldn't apply to somebody who wants to Berile from Bodol to others, Arotis. Because that's only Gabbos for Tzemiyyad of observing Golas. So it's only Gabbos because the Golas took place in Gabbos, not in any other country. That's the Shittas Rashi. But let's see how the Rambam passes. It's really not a Shabbos Inyan. It's an inner Ksuves, but I think it's important to discuss it. I cannot wait until we learn Ksuves, and even when we learn Ksuves, we'll never reach the end of Ksuves. Now the Rambam in Pirkei Milchus Melachim Halacha Yudbei says Le'ilom Yod Odom Be'as Yisrael Afilu Bi'ir Sheru Ba'akum Val Yodom Bechutz Loretz Ba'afilu Bi'ir Sheru Ba'Yisrael Shekol Ayeitzi Lechutz Loretz Kilei Ve'Labizor Shenema Ki Yershuni Hayei Mi'istapach Binachlas Adishem Le'imei Le'chavei Delihim Achiri Uvipurom Yisraeli Aval Adlas Yisrael Yobeil כשם שאוסו לוציס מוארץ וחוץ לוארץ, כך אוסו לוציס מבובה לשאר ארץ. Whose memory is it? Not Rav Yudah's own memory, Rav Yudah Mashmur. So, Rav Yudah Mashmur doesn't mention the Pasuk in Yirmi. So Rashi explains it on the basis of Mokin Torah. And not on the basis of the Pasuk. Because, assuming that the Rambam, yet, so, not the basis, why not the basis of the Pasuk? Because even according to Rav Yudah, so that pasuk only applies to an aliyah from Gadol to Eretz Yisrael, not to an aliyah from Gadol to Shaar Rotzim. Shaar Rotzim is also Goles, like Gadol. Some melee, but only from Gadol to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rashi explains it on the basis of Mokin Torah. But the Rambam says, Kishem she'osu lotis mehores lechutz loretz, kach osu lotis mebodo lishaar Rotzim, shenema rubolo yivou vishomo yiv. So the Kishem. The Mishnah is the Kasha Gemara. In other words, so how does the Rambam pass? How does the Rambam pass? Like Rav Yudah or like Rav Zeir? The Maritzes, the Pasashulcha mentioned, the Maritzes and Pasashulcha said himself, that all the Rishonim pass like Rav Zeir. Not like Rav Yudah. How does the Rambam pass? How does the Rambam pass? Obviously not like Rav Yudah, because the Rambam emphasizes, Kishem she'osu lotis mo'oretz v'chutz lo'oretz. כך עושו לוצץ מבובה לשאור הרוצץ שממה בובו לא יבואו לשאום הליר Why doesn't he say, he shames you also lotis moras or kuslas? Kach, also lotis mevoda. But he emphasizes shah lotis, so it means, but that's a soul yarala. To come to Rabbi Yudi, you're not allowed to go to that soul either. So the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Yudi. The Rambam passes like Abzeire. Abzeire, if it was a posik of the very bold, the shama yil, I mean, it does not imply you're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. So why does the Rambam mention Kishem Shosh Lotis Moras Lachutz Lores Kachos Lotis Mishvodo Lishoa Lotis Shinema Bivoli Bivoli Visham Yu? So there's the Lachem Mishnah's Kash. There's the Lachem Mishnah's Kash. Now, there is a Teres that a Chaim, it's not in the regular Chiddush of the Chaim. I don't know whether it appears in the other Chaim, somebody published, I don't know, I didn't look it up. But, so the Teres, that Teres by Reb Chaim, the Talmidei Zayin, is a little strange. It's a little difficult, but I'll mention what the Teres by Reb Chaim is. Reb Chaim says that the Rambam is Chilkan Rashi. Rashi, shit is, that the Pasuk of Vodavim Vodavim Shomayu can only apply to Naliya from Vodavim to Sol, because then he's trying to exclude himself of the Golas Vodav. But it has no, doesn't apply to Naliya from Vodavim Shomayu, because it's not out to Sol anyway. So there is no Isa. The Rambam Shi. So Rashi has to explain on the basis of Mokhen Torah. But according to Rashi, it's not child. That is, he's not child today, because today everybody knows Boda. He's not in Mokhen Torah Boda in any way. Some melee, but according to the Rambam, we should apply even today. There's a Sakosu. But that we both should know, of course, for other reasons it wouldn't apply, because there is a Sakonet to live in Iraq. But Boda is Iraq, it's a Sakonet to Poshes. But if it hadn't involved Sakone, so then it would apply even today according to not according to Rashi. So Chaim says that the Rambam is Chelik Rashi. Rashi Shiti is that the Vavoy Vavoy Shomayu applies only to Naliyeh from Vavoy to Atzisoya, not to Naliyeh from Vavoy to Shoharotis. According to the Rambam, Pesuk says, "Bubeli vol v'shamayil." It doesn't say, "Loytavol loyalu le'atzisrael." Shamayil, you have to stay there. So if he goes to Spain, so he's not there anyway. So maybe he's also there. But Rabbi Yudah's shita is that it applies to atzisrael also. According to the Rambam, Rav Yudah says, not like Rashi, he says, Rav Yudah says, Kolayil and Bovel Le'at Yisroel, Eber B'Ese, Shemema Bovel and Bovel, Bishomo Yil, only to Eretz Yisroel, even to Eretz Yisroel. Needless to mention that it applies to Eil and Bovel to Spain, of course he's Eber. Say, all right, Spain, no mitzvah, no living in Spain, but Eretz Yisroel, there is a big mitzvah. Some the posik of the Velo Yibol Vishomo Yil applies only to Eilem Yibobel Vishoraotis, but Eilem Yibobel to Atzisoil, not Atzisoil is an exception because of the Aloche, Leilam Yod Odom. Because of the great mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, So, he says, it's a great mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why the Buddha tells us, needless to mention that if somebody is ill and bovel to Spain, so he's Eivir, the very Borshmiyu, but even if he goes to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, and Shmuel, that's Rav Yudah's own Shiti. But according to the Rambam, Shmuel Shiti is like Rav Yudah, but whereas Rav Yudah holds, that it applies even to an aliyah from Gadol to Eretz Yisrael. Shmuel holds it applies to an aliyah from Gadol to any country, but Eretz Yisrael not. Why is Eretz Yisrael an exception? Because of the mitzvah, Kol HaMalech Taladam is Eretz Yisrael, HaRei Zeh Beinu Labo. What is the machlekes? So Reb Chaim, I don't remember offhand, he has a raya now, there is a machlekes in the Gemara, whether now there is a machlekes in the Gemara in respect to the Shereshen of Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Kishol Yishayta v'Kishol Sulobe, and there is a machlekes in the Gemara in respect to Dusha Shniya too. The Pesach of the Rambam, most the Shem is that Dusha Rishim in Eretz Yisrael is Loi Kishon Aslavi. So mainly in the Shivim Shono between Vais Rishim and Vais Shemi, Eretz Yisrael did not have a din of Eretz Yisrael of Dusha Eretz Yisrael. But Dusha Shniya is Kishon Aslavi. Is Kishon Aslavi. There's a Pesach of the Rambam, most the Shem. But there are some Rishim who pass through like the Mandoma, that even Dusha Shniya, there is a Rishon Rach, he passes in the Garden of Soil, that even Dusha Rishena, in the Rach and Yvomes, is Kitchalos Lab. So even the Kochen, according to the Rach's Pshite, even the Kochen, Shekoshuel, Mishraim, and the Koshuel, and Bobel, have Dusha Sarat Yisrael. But that's a Shita Siochi, there's a Rach Shita, in Yvomes. But the Shita of the Sefer HaTrumo and the Goyim, in Yerodeya is, like the Sefer HaTrumo, that even Dusha Shniyo is Kichol Yishayto v'loy Kichol Yishayto. But the Pesach of most Rishim, the Rambam, and the Mechaber, is that Dusha Shniyo is Kichol Yishayto. So there is a Mandoma who says, Dusha Shniyo is also loy Kichol Yishayto. Now, I don't remember, but I remember I heard from my father that he mentioned the Raya, that Rav Yudeh, as the Shita says, the Dusha Shniyo is Kichol Yishayto, the Loi Kichol Yishayto. So that's the business the Bible says, that the Yisrael, for so, Lalis and Gobel, to other countries, applies even to Eretz Yisrael also. And whereas Shmuel says, that also Lotzis and Gobel is Shoah Lotzis, but to Eretz Yisrael not. And the Kodesh Rambam is based upon the Pesach of Gubel Yibov Shamayu, but Eretz Yisrael is an exception. Why is Eretz Yisrael an exception? Because of the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. Because Shmuel holds that Dusha Shniyo is Kichol Yisrael. So Mele Eretz Yisrael is an exception. Mashenkin Rav Yudel Shitosi, he holds that the Dusha Shniyo is also like Kichol Yisrael. Is also like Kichol Yisrael. So Mele Eretz Yisrael is not an exception, because Eretz Yisrael also is like Chuslov. That's Reb Chaim's difference. What my kasha against Reb Chaim is, because according to this teres by Reb Chaim, some mele the Rambam paskins that Dusha Shniyo is Kisholos Love, some mele paskins like Shmuel. And Shmuel agrees with the Droshe of Bubelo Yivoro Vishamayu. But that applies to all our Otzes. And according to Shmuel, Eretz Yisrael, because it's Kicholos Love, so Eretz Yisrael is excluded from the Yisrael of Bubel and Yivor Vishamayim. Because of the Yisrael of Lodav Eretz Yisrael. Mashenki Kabyude, he holds that Dusha Shniyo is going to Kicholos Love, so it's like Chutz Loretz. So it's not excluded from the posse of Bubel and Yivor Vishamayim. That's Reb Chaim's difference. My kasha against Reb Chaim is because this Reb Chaim assumes that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is based upon Dusha's Eretz Yisrael. And that's not a Shulam Pashut. Certainly not so according to the Ramban Shite. Because the Ramban Shite says, the Ramban mitzvah says that the reason is, the Ramban says the mitzvah, the reason is why it's such a big mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael, that's based upon the Pasuk, Yerishtem v'yishachtem bo. And the Sifri says, Kula, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. Kula Tere Kula, the Sifri, Parshrei. So where's the mitzvah? V'yerishtem v'yishachtem bo. And the Ramban is Masik and Ramban is why the Ramban doesn't mention the mitzvah of Yerishtem v'yishachtem bo in the mitzvah. So it's a separate thing. So, now, in the Ramban says, and explains the Gemara in Satan, הם לומדים סנהדרין, מלחמת מצווה, מלחמת שישועה ליהודי, שעוד הרמב״ם אקספלין זה, ואי זה מלחמת מצווה, מלחמת שישועה ליהודי, יש בו זין עמי. So he says, not only זין עמי, even if מלחמת שישועה had been directed not against זין עמי, but since the purpose of מלחמת שישועה was to take possession of the ארץ שניתנו לאברהם אבינו, so ממילא it's מלחמת מצווה, because of the mitzvah of the Yerishten Yishapim. If the Ramban Shita had been that the mitzvah of the Yerishten Yishapim is based upon the Kedushas HaOretz, so when Yeshua started the war against Zayin Ami, was it Kodesh B'Kedushas HaOretz? Of course not. So I mean, in other words, through the Kibush, it became Niskanim Yishapim as well. But when he started the war against Zayin Amin, it was not a Siyat Kodesh B'Kedushas HaOretz. So how can the war of Yeshua HaLiyogesh be considered a Mechamis Mitzvah because of Yerishtim Yishavtem Bo? But when he started the war, so it was not a Siyat Kodesh B'Kedushas HaOretz. So the answer is, because there are two things, there is the Kedushas HaOretz and there is the Shem HaOretz Yisrael. Kedushas HaOretz Yisrael is a meaning of Kedusha, Mamish Kedusha. So the Kedusha originated in the Kibush. Kibush Chazoke, the first Kedusha originated in Kibush, the second Kedusha originated in Chazoke. Whatever. But that's Kedusha. But then there are certain halachas that are based not upon the Kedusha HaOretz, but the Shem HaOretz Yisrael. What does Shem HaOretz Yisrael mean? What does Shem HaOretz Yisrael mean? Shem HaOretz Yisrael means that it is the Oresh and Nikola Avraham Avinu. Because the Gemara says in Bura Basra that the Eretz Yisrael, Nikola Avraham Avinu, is Murzekes, it's not just Rov. And the prayer is Nikol Pishnai in connection with the Nikolas Rofrov. Because the Gemara is the Kashe, but in a prayer Nikol the Rov to be Murzek, so how would the Nislofrot, I mean they took the Chilik Abir and Slofrot was a Bchor, so he took Pishnayim, but it was not yet in the possession of the Jewish people. So the Gemara in Basra says, because the Eretz Yisrael Mosek and Adesenu, so it's Mosek, not Bchor. So that's the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Shem Eretz Yisrael is based upon the fact that it belongs to the Jewish people. Not it belongs to the Jewish people. Let's say, suppose a Jew buys all of the state of California. So, and suppose there will be a fund collected from all the Jews. I mean, it's absurd. And they'll buy, let's say, Mexico or the state of California. It's not likely that the United States government will agree to sell the state of California. So will it have a Shem Eretz Yisrael Chas V'Shalom? Because when a Jew buys land in the United States or in any part of the world, so he has his title, his individual title. And if a million Jews buy land, so they are shooting, but it's still a kingdom party. Mashein Kei, in regard to the Shem Eretz Yisrael, the same news, so that's a king glory of all the soil. King glory, it's not a kingdom party. All of that soil was Nikol Avraham Avinu, so that was his property. Then, when Avraham Avinu was Nifta, so then it became who was Yeshet Yitzchok. When Yitzchok was Nifta, so Yaakov, and then Yaakov was Nifta, so it went Birusha to the Shvotim and to clothe his soil as a collective. Not that, let's say, there are 10 million Jews, so every Jew has just 1/10 million of our Chas V'Shalom. It's Morzekes V'Yadeinu Ma'aviseinu. So it belongs to Klal Yisrael. True, let's say, in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, there was a Chluket, Mishpatel, and then to the Botiav, and then each Bisav to the individual Jews. So the specific piece of land that was given to a Shevet, and to a Bisav, and to an individual Jew in the time of Yeshua, so he acquired the kingdom property. But over and above the kingdom property that every specific individual Jew had in a specific piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, let's say somebody who was in Shevet Yehuda, so he had is an individual title to a piece of land in Argentina. But somebody who got a piece of was Pamshevet Zvulun, so they got, let's say, Chife, the Sifri says, so Pamshevet Zvulun, or Chifayom, the Sifri in Zisabroch says, so one who was a member of Shevet Zvulun, so he got a specific, an individual title in a specific piece of land from Chife, let's say. But over and above the Kiyum Proti that every individual Jew had in a small piece of land because of the Chluke, so Klal Yisrael as a unit had title over all of Eretz Yisrael, the Kiyum Proti. And the Gemara in Yume says, in Megillah, a maskirim botim b'Yerushalayim. Why? Because no one is the balabos to rent out a house in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is in Yisrael Kol Yishpotim, so mainly it belongs to Klal Yisrael. So how can any individual Jew sell a house in Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim means old Yerushalayim, not new Yerushalayim. New Yerushalayim is not Yerushalayim, it's like a city, any other city. So you ask Kashi, how is it that they sell houses in old Yerushalayim? Or you have to ask that Kasha of Meir Kolek. I mean, I'm not the father, you should be asked that. But how to be, you cannot sell a house in Yerushalayim. Why not? Because Yerushalayim is half of Yishvatel. So all the Mephoshim say, so that means it belongs to Klal Yisrael. How can one single person sell? One can sell what he has, but no single Jew has more than any other single Jew. So every Jew is entitled to live in Yerushalayim because of the Sriya Klolis. So he has a chilek in the Sriya Klolis. So the Shem Eretz Yisrael depends not upon the Sriya Potis. Sriya Potis you could have in America too, Sriya Potis. But the Sriya Klolis. So that's the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now the Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, now smicha can only take place in Eretz Yisrael. Only not in Chutz La'aretz. In smicha in Chutz La'aretz. So the Rambam says, kol ha'arotzis shekofshu el Mitzrayim, afal kishalei kofshu el Bovel, Eretz Yisrael hi li'inyin zeh. But how be kochim kofshu el Mitzrayim li kofshu el Bovel, like Bishon? So, and Gisha Rishenu is loyti chalosh Bovel. So Bishon, there was no chiv of Tumis on Eitzles, because he doesn't have Dishes out the soil, so why does the Rambam? But smicha can be made in Rishon. Why? Because smicha does not depend upon dishes out the soil, upon the shem out the soil. So dusha l'sheino is kisha l'shaivu kisha slavi. That doesn't mean that the matone, the mosekev, yirim, avasinu, oschaz, vishon, vodvo. There is nothing in the world that can be mivatir, the mosekev, yirim, avasinu. So there are two things. There is dusha out the soil, and there is Shem Eretz Yisrael. There is Shem Eretz Yisrael. So in the Mele, certain mitzvahs depend upon Dushas Eretz Yisrael. Let's say, mitzvahs of Leis Noach, Tumis, Maisra, Shvi, Yehu. I mean, they depend upon Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So if Dushas Lesheno and is Loik Shos and Rabbi, don't tell Dushas Eretz Yisrael in the Shivim Shona, between the Chub, between Baisrish and Baisrish. And according to Mandoma, that Kedusha Shniur is also Kishol Shlavi, so the Goyim says, in Ilchas Tumis, in Yodea, some Mele, it's only Chayev in Tumis of Maishas with the Rabbonim. With the Rabbonim, not with the Reis. But, in no Misal Tumis on the Rabbonim. Mashem Kein, Middin no Tzmiche, don't depend upon Dushas Asol, the Shem Eretz Yisrael. And Shem Eretz Yisrael is dependent upon the three clothes of all Yisrael. That is never Lotto. That is not a bottle. Some mele smicha is neik in the kochim shekofshul mitzrayim v'lo yikofshul l'bovel like Beishon. Now the mitzvah of yirishtem yishavtem bo, according to the Ramban, is dependent only upon Shem Atzol, not Duchas Atzol, because if the mitzvah of yirishtem yishavtem bo would depend upon Duchas Atzol, how could the Ramban say that Melchemes Yishua Lir Beish was not only because of Zayin Amin, apart from Zayin, because of the mitzvah of Yerushalayim Shaftim, but when Yeshua started the war, so it was not as yet affected the Jews. So why was he mechuyev in Mechamesh Mitzvah because of Jewish Nishatim. The answer is Jewish Nishatim is not based upon Jewish Shabbat, but upon the Shabbat. So that's the kasha I have against the Prim. Alright? So in Mechamam, Chaim would agree that according to the Ramban, the Mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, which is based upon the person of Yerishtem V'Yishavtem Bo, of Yerishtem V'Yishavtem Bo, depends only upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, not also. But Rav Chaim is saying it in the Rambam, and the Rambam doesn't even mention the Mitzvah of Yerishtem V'Yishavtem Bo in the Mira Mitzvah. So Meile, according to the Rambam, we could say that the mitzvah of Yerishtem Eretz Yisrael is based upon the Dusha Soretz and not upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now, there is a Bisalevi, and I think Rav Chaim, this Teretz, had in mind what the Bisalevi says. Just that you can look up in Bisalevi. Now, the Mishnah says, at the end of Tzuvah, Hakol Ma'alon Eretz Yisrael, the Hakol Vein Hakol Mitzim, Hakol Ma'alon Eretz Yisrael, that even a wife can force the husband to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Eretz Yisrael. So then Tesla says, in other words, today there is no din of kviyah. The husband towards his wife or the wife towards the husband because of sakonah. Alright, sakonah, that's something that can change from year to year. Voyoim Rabbi Nechaim, this Rabbi Nechaim again, Yachshob, Einei Mitzvah Loda Be'art Yisrael, Ki Yishkamo Mitzvah Savuiz Be'oretz, Vichamo Einshin, Deinon Yuchelim Mizoya Behem, Duram Ilale. Duram Ilale. So Rabbi Nechaim again says that today there is no Mitzvah to Be'art Yisrael, because he cannot be Nikai Mitzvah Savuiz Be'oretz anymore. The Pasa Shulchan mentions the Marit, he says that the Chalkin is very strange, very difficult. Why can't we be tied? Why somebody wants to be tied, he can't be tied. He can buy a piece of land, and he can be mafresh to some Israelis. Why can't we be Mikayim? We cannot be Mikayim, I mean the full way, but Chifikichenu, it's possible to be Mikayim. That's the kasha that the Marit raises in Shulchan. We discussed. Now, the Mordechai mentions in the name of Marana Rutenberg, the Mordechai says, Marina Ratna Rutenberg, Marab Chaim Jim says, the Akshav in the Mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, that means some Mele, that's how it's mashma, the Alochid of Priya today doesn't apply, not by the husband towards the wife, and not by the wife towards the husband. The Mordechai mentions in the name of Marana Rutenberg, that this Bisman Abayis, not Bisman Azeh, he doesn't say Bisman Abayis, not Bisman Azeh, Bisman Chazal, so Bisman, or I think he does maybe use the expression, I don't remember Bisman Abayis, so not only the husband could be killed with the wife to go to Eretz Yisrael, and if she refuses, when it says clear, it doesn't mean Makhle is actually is an option. Suppose the husband says he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, and the wife says, no, I don't want to go. It has to show them that there's no use physical force has to show them. But that means the wife doesn't want to go alone, so the husband can divorce her and he doesn't have to give her a gift. And he doesn't even have to give her a gift. And when the Mishnah says that the wife can force the husband, what it means she can force the husband? Not that Bezni will put him in prison or be maki. In other words, if the wife wants to go to Israel and he says, no, I want to stay in Israel. So then the husband would force the husband to give her a gift. He doesn't have to give her a gift, but he'll have to give her a gift. So that's what Kriya means. So, from Rabbi Chaim Kinditz Mashma, there is no clear today. The Maran Rutenberg says it depends. Bisman Abai, so not only the husband could force the wife, but the wife could force the husband as well. But Bisman I say, the husband can force the wife, but the wife cannot force the husband. That is so the Bisalevi explains the Bisalevi says that Rabbi Chaim Kiel is chilek and Ramban. According to the Ramban, the Bisalevi says, according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of dealing with the soil is based upon the mitzvah cesser of the original Mishapten. So just as kibush is a mitzvah, the Rishtem that's kibush, Mishapten boy is also a kibush. Because kibush means whenever a Jew lives near the soil, he's kibush out of soil. Kibush doesn't mean just, you know, to put it under our own rule, under our own sovereignty. But kibush means living near the soil is also a nice kibush. But that mitzvah, so is mitzvah kibush. So that mitzvah, there is aloche, noshim labni, the Bisalevi says that, noshim labni kibush. So mele the mitzvah that is based upon the pasuk of Yerushalayim Yishartem Bo doesn't apply to Noshim, because Noshim lab mitzvah. But there is another mitzvah. Rabbi Chaim Kiel is chilek on the Ramban. Horayi says the achshav in mitzvah about soil on the Ramban. It has nothing to do with mitzvah atuiz boratz. Yes, mitzvah atuiz boratz, not mitzvah atuiz boratz. So. It's a mitzvah, so what difference does it make? So, but Ram Chaim Kiel Shiti is like the Rambam, that the Yerushalayim Yishavtem is not a mitzvah for Yudis. It's not a mitzvah for Yudis, it's only Aftochet, because the Ramban, in being Masik and the Rambam, so he says, the Yerushalayim Yishavtem bo, hu chaybo, loy haftocho bi Yud libat. So in other words, I said that the reason is why the Rambam, the Sifri says that they were Yeshiva Sarat Yisroel Shkulo, Yeshiva Sarat Yisroel Kenei Kola Tere Kulem. So, and the connection, the person of Yishim Yishavtem Bo. So how is it that the Rambam does not mention it in the Nira Mitzvahs? Because the Rambam Shiki is that the Yerushalayim Yishavtem Bo is the Haftoche and the Yield, but not the Chayim. What does yield mean? Yield means a high goal. Yield a high goal. So that means, according to the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah to do this, but a mitzvah to do this it is. Because what does yield mean? Yield means something very sublime towards which one aspires. That's a yield, a goal, a very high aim. So a mitzvah to do this. But the Rambam doesn't mention Mira Mitzvahs. Mitzvah Kiyum is only Mitzvah Chiyubis. But the Mitzvah Kiyum there is. So, in Tesvahs, Rabbi Chaim Kiyem agrees with the Rambam that Yerushalayim Yishavtem Bo is only Mitzvah Kiyum. I'm explaining the Bisalevi. It's not a Mitzvah Chiyubis. So, Mele, I think that the pronunciation, the usual, Ivre in Tesves is not correct. One is accustomed, you know, to read in the Tesves. Boilim Ram Chaim, the Achshob, any mitzvah of the Altisor. So, any mitzvah of the Altisor. So, first of all, according to Dikduk, if the right pronunciation is any mitzvah, he should say a nano mitzvah. Mitzvah is Loshen Kevo. Any is Loshen Zoho. So, I think the right pronunciation is it was published in the journal of the Torah Shabbat Peh, it was published. So, Eini Mitzuber Lada Be'artis. That's why he says Eini, not in Eno Mitzuber. Eini Mitzuber. One is not Mechuyev, but the Mitzuber is it is. Because the Sefri says, the Shkuo, Yeshiva Se'artis Foyer, Kineget Hoa Terekul. But Eini Mitzuber Lada Be'artis Foyer. G.H. Kamo Mitzvies Atulis Boret V'chamo Onshin. Some mele, it's not a chibo, but the mitzvah kiyumis there is. As a matter of fact, the Mordechai, he at least was mentioned in the name of Rabbi Chaim Kiel, the Achshav, the mitzvah, what about Sroya? If you read the mitzvah of Sroya, the Mordechai mentions the name of Chaim Chaim Kayen, the Achshav, Eini Yochel Yichpeis, Lalis Lach Tzisrael, Mishum Satanas Adrach. So the Pesachot says, there is a steer between the Chaim Chaim Kayen, the way it's quoted by Teisves, and the Chaim Chaim Kayen, the way it's quoted by the Mordechai. So in other words, the Mordechai quotes from the Chaim Kayen that we cannot be careful because of the Sakonis Adorachim. This is what Teis says in the very beginning. In the name of Azeh, the Sakonis Adorachim. But if the situation changes, there is no Sakonis. So then there can be clear. And Teis is mentioning like a mitzvah. So I said, no, it's not a neno mitzvah. It's, first of all, that's incorrect, a mitzvah. It should be a neno mitzvah. Is any mitzvah, but he has nothing to do with the chayv or not the chayv. Right, there is aloche hakel malin Yerushalayim bin hakel mitzvah. So there is a din kriya that a husband against his wife and the wife against the husband to force the husband to force the wife to move to Yerushalayim. It's a chayv to live in Yerushalayim. No one says there is a chayv to live in Yerushalayim. But that is who's clear. So, in other words, if there is, of course, there is no aloche. There is no aloche of kfiye in regard to any other city. I mean, there couldn't be aloche of kfiye to live in Tel Aviv, to live in Haifa, to live in Tveria, to live in Tzfas. Because there is no special mitzvah kiyumis in living in Haifa. Over and above living in any other part of that soil, with Yerushalayim, because of the extra kedusha of Yerushalayim, some nele there is a mitzvah because of the possibility of being mikayim extra mitzvahs. That you can be mikayim in Yerushalayim, mean achilas mesecheni, you know, netarivai. I mean, all the things that can only be fulfilled in Yerushalayim, not in any other part of the soil. So a mitzvah kiyumis there is. So since there is a mitzvah kiyumis in Yerushalayim, so there is a schus kriya, not kriya of matanis yatsin nafshe, but kriya in the sense that Bezdin will force the husband to give a get to the wife, or Bezdin will force and she can be forced, that the husband can divorce her, can divorce her anyway. But if he divorces her anyway, so he has to give her a tzuve. And here, if she refuses to go along to Yerushalayim, so then he can divorce her, he doesn't even have to give her a tzuve. So the kriya is not based upon the chayim, but there has to be the chol apokas mitzvah yunis. Otherwise, the chayach will say kriya. Otherwise, not say kriya. So mele, the right reading is the inner of a chayim, the achshav in mitzvah lo dabar tzvah. In mitzvah lo dabar tzvah. Not the inner mitzvah. In mitzvah there is. What mitzvah? Yerishtim shaftim bo. So he agrees with Shmiz Rambam. It's only aftoche b'yirut, so it's a mitzvah yunis. Not a chayvah, but a mitzvah it is, but it's not a chayvah, it's not a chayvah. In Mele there is no kashet from the apparent steer between the way the Mordechai quotes from the Chaim Kayen, the way Teisus quotes. The Mordechai quotes from the Chaim Kayen that Achshav is Mazeh, husband cannot be kayfeh to the wife. The wife cannot be kayfeh the husband. That's why, because of Sakonis Dorochim. But if Sakonis Dorochim, the situation will change, he'll be able to do. So the answer is yes. How about Yerushalayim? Is there a chayv to live in Yerushalayim? But still there is a schus kriya. Some mele even is not said that it's in the mitzvah, but the mitzvah kiyum is, the mitzvah kiyum is there is. But the question is, but not this man is there. So then it's a chayv too. Where is the chayv? Because of the possibility of being in the kind, the mitzvah saploid bar. Who's a fluid bar? Why the Pasuk one is a kash and mari? Why can't he be mikayim? But in those days, in the days of our days, you have to remember, it was in the days of the Crusades, so it wasn't so easy. Even if somebody had an opportunity to go out to soil, but to get a piece of land, to be able to plant it, to be there, and to be there. So it was not very practicable. I mean, even if he was able to live in that soil. So mele, there was no opportunity to observe. The question is, Where is the Shochachet? From the thesis, it's Mashmal of Kol Hamashmalim. Bizman Hazeh, there is no Chet. Only in Zivim. But, Bizman Hazeh, there was a Chet. Why the Chet? Because it gave them an opportunity to Mikayim Mitzvah of Rizbar. So where is the Chiyuv to bring oneself into a situation of being Mikayim Mitzvah? Let's say, the Gemara says, if somebody does not wear tzitzis, so he's nefesh. But only the nederitche is nefesh. But not the nederitche is not nefesh. And even the nederitche, so it's a shame the Shabbos says, I'm not looking, it's only gabe a deget because the mayor, so all the godin wore head four corners. So if the person did not put in tzitzis, in other words, he did not put on a beget that with four corners, so it meant that he is trying to evade mitzvahs. That's why he's going to be mitzvah. But otherwise, a person is not nenesh for not putting himself into the position of being the kai next to mitzvahs. Even being the mitzvah. So where is the Eidim of life? The answer is, there is a tasteless, he does kill him a tasteless. And Mishpat. Posik Yud Vishay Shonim Tizra Sartzeho the Yosafta is Posik. So it is today to say Zerishus Shay Shonim are allowed to be Zeria the Son and the base of the Torah but Shnas Hashem they're not allowed but Das Kim Baratei says there's the tradition Das Kim Baratei says Itma b'medrash that will illi liodom l'chu v'achas v'sirganei v'sirginei v'nizgav chayev liodom v'chol v'ed v'nerot v'sor v'nechuyet, it's not a rishus because shen shon in tisra es ha-tzachom v'yasaftes t'vos so there is a chiyuv it's a chiyuv b'medrash it's a chiyuv to be the reya if a person Jew v'nerot v'sor has an opportunity to be Zereya Yisode, even if he is just a Chove. But in the Chove, he can also be Zereya something, and Yitea something. So he's Chayev Lov to the Chove, V'nira le'arav Rodeyshe, Davke Be'art Yisrael, Kibi le'har Beis HaPros Esprim Zemez. So there's a special Mrs. Hasek, the Medra says, to bring yourself into the Tilma Mitzvah of Mrs. Kripa. You don't have such a mitzvah even without the tzitzis. That's why the Gemara says, only the nederitche, because the chiv of tzitzis is, if you put on a beggar to have a count, where is he putting tzitzis? But you have no chiv to put in. But the nederitche is nanesh. So the Zishen says, only the zmaneyem, that all the godim more usually had four corners, but otherwise, even the nederitche is not nanesh. Mashim to me, we have a special intercessor, a chiv, the Sheishon in Tisra Satzecho, the Satzes Vosho. And this man, Rabbi Chaim Kehen, it wasn't like today. Today it is possible to go to Eretz Yisrael in spite of all the riots. So it's possible to go to Eretz Yisrael and to be Mikayim, Mitzvah Satzui Boretz, without recourse to all kinds of foolish. Why isn't it possible? So in Mele, there is a chiyuv to go to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Chaim Kehen. But in the days of Chaim Kehen, in the days of the Crusades, it was impossible, even if somebody had an opportunity to go to Eretz Yisrael. But not an opportunity to have a piece of land and to cultivate it. You know, that is, some Mary said it's not Mitzvah, but the Mitzvah Kiyumis there is because of the Rishten, the Shaftenburg, but that's only Mitzvah Kiyumis. But it's not a bias, so even today, when the situation changes, it is changed, and it's possible, so there is a chayv, even a kodach and a chayv, and some, Und dann sehe ich, kann man kein Kind noch mitnehmen. Der außerdem dann nicht. Na, dann nicht mehr das. Und I see a use a sharp expression. Den dann nicht mehr, also ich habe nur die jüdische Expression. But the reason is why they don't realize that is because of respect to our destroyer, they are motivated by emotions. The das is...